Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. I am so excited. Thank you so much for opening up this email. Beloved, right now, this very, very, very moment, beloved, I am in prayer for you. And the time is, beloved, it is 12:40 a.m. Listen, prophets don't sleep. Prophets should be up at night praying and interceding for the believers. I want you to know, beloved, that God told me to write your name down and pray over your name every day during my time of prayer. God woke me up and says, get up and pray for my child. Pray for them because I'm about to do miracles in their life, but there are demonic forces that are trying to stop their blessings. There are spirits, there are demons, there are spirits that have been released from the pit of hell to frustrate, to aggravate, to wear you down, but I prophesy in the realm of the spirit that it shall not be. And I speak even right now, that every demonic force, every spirit, every warlock, every wizard, every witchcraft be sent back to the pit of hell, be sent back to the pit of hell. We come against you even right now. And Father God, we thank you right now that your angel shall be released. Oh, beloved, you must move in faith today. We're in a very powerful season. God has already spoken that this month of March, that the devil is going to be sending a lot of confusion. He's going to be sending a lot of deception. He's going to be sending a lot of attacks, trying to wear you down, trying to frustrate you. He's going to cause those that is closest to you to aggravate you, to frustrate you. He's going to send people to try to be a thorn in your flesh. But I hear God says that I shall strengthen thee and I shall cover thee. And even right now in the realm of the spirit, the Lord says right now, he told me, and I want you to follow me right now, beloved, wherever you are, get away to a secret place like Jesus, and I want you to begin to make a turn counterclockwise, make a full counterclockwise circle, because God says, I'm reversing it. I'm reversing the attacks of the enemy, and what was meant for evil shall now be for your good, and no devil in hell shall stop you. No devil in hell shall come up against you, for the Lord will give you the strength, the power, and the authority. He shall give you the strength, the power, and the authority to fight every demonic attack. Beloved, the Lord took me to a very powerful verse of scripture. For what the enemy has meant for evil, God said, I'm going to turn it for your good. I've seen the attacks. I know that your health been up and down. I know that the devil has been trying to attack your families. I know he's been trying to stagnate and come against your blessings. I know that a spirit has been sent from the pit of hell that has been placed in the heavens to withhold and to stop your blessings like they did Daniel. But the Lord took me to a very powerful verse of scripture, and the Lord says, even as the angel showed up. Come on now. Even as the angel showed up, and the angel of the Lord stood and protected Daniel. For the Bible declares in Daniel 6:22, my God has sent his angel. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before the old king, I have done no hurt. The Lord says, I'm sending forth an angel to shut the mouth of the lion, to shut the mouth of the devourer, to stop the hand of the adversary. And I heard God says, as you're making this counterclockwise circle, that God says that he's reversing it, and what was meant for your evil shall now be for your good. For even as the Bible declares in the book of Nehemiah, come on, in the book of Nehemiah, and I want you to read this three times before today, and you're going to join me tonight at 7:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my conference call, because I'm going to talk to you about roadblocks. I want to talk to you and give you a special prayer to release your angel of blessings, to release your angel of increase, beloved, to stop and stay the hand of the enemy. Now, the Bible declares in the book of Nehemiah chapter 13 and verse 2, and it reads, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against him that he should curse them. He's trying to bring curse. curses. He's trying to bring strongholds. He's trying to bring attacks. But I heard God says, as the Bible has declared, but Balaam has been sent against them that he should curse them. How be it, beloved, how be it through my prophetic instructions from the throne of God, how be it our God has turned the curse into a blessing. Beloved, when you release your miracle seed of faith, I'm going to send you a prophetic word, and I'm going to send you some powerful instructions in prayer, secret, sacred prayers that is going to release your angel of blessings. As you move in faith, beloved, you're going to begin to experience and see a change. Already is coming upon you because I've seen the angel of the Lord standing by you. Listen, I am in prayer, and between the hours of 12 midnight and 3 a.m. is a very powerful time in the spirit. Why? Because many are asleep, but God has assigned his prophets, your prophet, me as your personal prophet, to fight and intercede during the hours of 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. And for this is the time of spiritual warfare. I'm warring for your blessings. I'm warring for your increase. I'm fighting for your family. I'm fighting for your loved ones. I'm fighting for your increase. I'm fighting for your blessings. I'm fighting for your health. And I won't stop, beloved, because I'm on assignment. And so this is the time of divine spiritual warfare. For this is a time where I'm going to slay the works of the enemies. And God says, even in this hour, the destroying angel goes about in the camp and in our neighborhoods and in our communities and in our cities. But I hear God says that I am sent right now to bring forth divine protection for you and your family, for your church, for your city and your nation. For even in this time, God says, no longer shall the enemy take from you. No longer shall he rob from thee. But I heard the Lord says that I am in this time of prayer, and God says release is coming. For yea, even in this hour, heightened satanic activities are happening. But God says what he has meant for evil, he has planned a curse. But God says, I'll take a curse and I'll cause it to be a mighty blessing for you. For money is about to show up. Increase in strength is about to show up for you. For this is your time. I am watching and I am praying. I am watching and I am praying. And I am... I'm on the watchtower. I'm on the watchtower, and I'm looking, and I'm looking with my prophetic eye, with my prophetic eye, and I have spotted several attacks. I want you to get your seed in. And within the next 2 hours and 11 minutes, I'm going to be sending you a prophetic word. And I'm going to show you the attacks that I saw, and I'm going to give you a prayer and some divine prophetic instructions on what you need to do. Don't miss your moment. The angel of the Lord is stirring up the waters. If you miss this season, you'll miss your moment. If you miss this season, you'll miss your miracle. If you miss your moment, you'll miss your blessing. Don't hesitate. Now, this is what is going to happen, beloved, as you move in faith. Your miracle seed is going to secure your spot on March the 17th. Because the prophets are coming together and we're going to be prophesying. March the 17th is going to be a night of prophecy and prayer. Prophecy and prayer is going to produce power. Prophecy and prayer is going to produce manifestation. Prophecy and prayer is going to open up new possibilities. Prophecy and prayer is going to open up new potential. Prophecy and prayer is going to release prosperity and blessings and increase in your life. But can I tell you this here? It's also going to release protection. I'm going to send you a prophetic word, and then on the 17th, the prophet is going to be prophesying to you. We're going to be praying for an hour. We're going to be prophesying for an hour. We're going to be going into strong spiritual deliverance, yoke-breaking prayer to release your blessings from the heavens. And no devil shall prevail. No devil shall stop you. Beloved, don't miss your moment. Everything that I am giving you is setting you up for new blessings. Money is going to show up. Blessing is going to show up. I need you to attach your faith to what God is showing me. This is your time. This is your time. Legal matters is going to begin to turn around and work out in your favor as well. Tax matters. I'm going to give you some instructions and show you what I saw the devil doing. And I'm going to give you some special prayers on what you need to say. What you need to begin to say starting today until the 17th and our day of our prayer. And prophecy and power. Special prayers that you need to begin to say. with scriptures that's going to set you up. Click on the link, beloved. Get your seed in the ground. I'm going to get your prophecy to you, and I must secure. We have limited space. This is only for 50 individuals. God says only 50 because that's going to be the Jubilee. 50, 55 is for grace and favor. Only for those that is ready for favor and grace and Jubilee blessings. Only 50 slots do I have. Be the first. Don't miss your moment. Don't miss your opportunity. Don't let the devil of distraction or the devil of delay stop you. Move in faith and get your 111, 11 in the ground. And I'm going to talk to you on the all-night fast why God says the 111.11. I'm going to talk to you about what I'm getting ready to see and what's about to open up for you, beloved. I wouldn't miss this. This is going to be an amazing time. Number two, click on the link and get your miracle seed in the ground. I got to get a word out to you, but the prophets have a word for you as well. Do it for yourself. Do it for your loved ones. Do it for a friend, because God says this is your hour and your day of deliverance. Something mighty is about to open up for you. Feel it. Begin to see it. God says reverse it. Reverse, reverse, reverse. God bless you. Peace and many blessings. I want to put your name down. Already, 20 has already moved in faith. Don't miss your moment. Be in the know so that you can prepare yourself, because miracles, come on now, miracles must be a planned event. Plan your miracles, plan your success, plan your financial increase, plan your life, and God says that you'll see many miracles and the devil won't be able to touch you. God bless you, beloved. Peace and many blessings.